back. Episode 93, and we got a special guest today. We got our friend Michael joining us.
What's up, everybody?
Different than Mike, because Mike has appeared on the podcast a few times, but it's Michael. And you prefer to go by Michael, right?
I prefer to go by Michael.
Okay.
Different than Mike because there's more letters in the name.
Yes, yes. I'm a mixed bag. I flip between Don and Donald all the time, you know? I feel like my name is so short in print, or like when I type it out or something like that. It's only seven letters for the full, you know, first name, last name, right?
Yeah.
That a lot of times I always do everything official, I guess, or written with the full name. But no one calls me Donald, you know what I mean? Like everybody calls me Don.
So. That's so funny.
I know, it's weird, right?
When I was in college, so my first name's Andrew, and then when I was in college, all my teachers and all my friends called me Andrew because that's what was on roll.
For sure.
And then whenever I go back home, everybody called me Michael. So when both groups mix, they're like, who's Michael and who's Andrew? And nobody knew.
I had a really good friend of mine like that growing up, Adam David Silverman, and everybody called him Dave, but... Half the people called him Dave and half the people called him Adam. And you know what I mean? And it was like, what is your preferred name, dude? You know, that type of thing. It's pretty funny. So, that's a very Southern thing too. You know, it's like, my name is this, but everybody calls me that.
Yes.
You know, that seems to be the, you know, my name is, Michael, but everybody calls me Griffin. You know, like some random, like, huh? Like, why didn't you just get named that, you know?
Oh, my gosh.
Like, or, you know, Trip, obviously, for the third. You know what I mean? If you have, you know, you're the third in the family.
I worked with a guy named Trip, and he was the third.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Yeah. I mean, that's pretty common. So.
Wow.
Anyway, nobody tuned in to listen to us pontificate about our names. I mean, that's crazy. What are we going to talk about today, Michael? What's about to happen?
Well, you talked about SEO.
Yeah,
we could talk about SEO.
Yeah, I think let's talk about SEO.
I mean, that's nerdy.
It's a hot button issue. We've got clients that hammer us all the time about, hey, my site ranking, my this, my that, all sorts of technical stuff. You know, clients are getting smarter and smarter and more educated. You know, obviously we talk to them. Some people see a lot of value in there. Other clients potentially don't see any value in that for whatever reason. You know.
Yeah.
SEO. Yeah. Ready. Go.
Cool. I think thanks.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I think at the core about SEO, so there's also all the nerdy Google stuff, right?
Yes.
There's all the code, there's all the content, the strategy, all that stuff. But I think at the core, the main part about SEO is connecting.
Yes.
And it really leverages SEO out of everything that's being done. So social is amazing. And it really is.
Yeah.
But SEO at the core of everything is probably one of the best leverages for connecting people.
Okay.
Because it really utilizes the internet at its core.
Sure.
That's what the internet was supposed to be, is connection for people. And so SEO really is like at core just all about connection and all about passing information, which is what the internet was originally designed for.
Do you feel like Google these days, because I mean – feels like Google owns the internet. I mean, they own
Google basically.
I mean, I know we've got Bing and we've got Yahoo and whatever, but like no one ever talks about that. You know, like it's really all about, you know, optimizing for Google, right? And when Google makes a shift, like, oh my God, we all run and scurry to, you know, do whatever Google tells us to do now, you know? But I guess, do you think that from a Google perspective, you know, and, you know, your astute observation about connections, right? Google has changed a lot over the last, you know, 10, 15 years, you know, and I'm very fond of saying that Google used to be our friend and now Google is kind of our enemy to a certain extent. They're kind of they're a content thief. You know what I mean? Like, it used to be, hey, ask, and I'm painting with a very broad brush here, but you know, you used to, ask Google a question and then it would go, hey, I think these are all the answers to your questions. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Here's a bunch of things that I think you might be interested in, you know. Now it's, they just poach the content off your page, put it on Google under People Also Ask, PAA, right? And try to give you the answers there and have you never actually leave Google, right? It's everything just within Google, right?
So they want you to stay.
Yeah. I mean, do you think that with the way that they have evolving, do you think what you just said, I think still holds true in regards to like the connections or what are your thoughts around that? I guess
I think so. So Google, I definitely agree that Google wants everybody to stay on Google.
Yeah.
And I think to see that Google's main priority is really user experience and user answers. So all they care about is providing the best answer for whoever searching them. Because that's why you use Google, because they give you the best answers.
For sure. For sure.
And I think that...
what's this red spot on my knee?
Yes.
Where's the closest pizza?
And now you're a doctor.
Yeah, yeah, well,
Google PhD.
Funny, shout out Dr. Perry. My doctor always says, beware of Dr. Google. He's like, do not pay attention to Dr. Google. You don't know, you know. And I'm like, yeah, yeah. That's a valid point.
There's, so. Google's great for some basic knowledge, yeah. But if you're getting your doctorate,
oh boy.
It is so bad.
Well, plus, it's like WebM, all roads lead to death. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, I've got this bump on my thing. And it's like, next thing you know, you're on the Mayo Clinic and you're probably going to die. You know, I mean, it's very extreme. It's pretty funny that Dr. Google. I totally interrupted you though.
It's good.
Yeah, keep going.
So I think going to the core, Google wants the best user experience. And so what's happened over the past 10 years is the internet is now flooded with so much information.
Yeah.
I see them having a problem of actually sifting to bring up the best information.
Yeah, totally.
That the user's looking for. So search intent matters so much. Like,
yeah.
Why? And I think too, the going back to where Google was 10 years ago, it used to be that you just put your top 10 keywords in, yeah. Stuff it, and then you're on the first page.
Yeah, exactly.
Now Google has radically changed to where the quality of the content, like how you're answering the questions, mm-hmm. why you're asking certain questions, all these things in the content has radically changed to where that's what they're looking in so much more.
Yeah.
And they're really still changing. Like every, you know, they have core updates every, you know, 2-3 months to where the whole algorithm changes.
That's crazy.
And it's constantly learning. I mean, I know that they're not talking about AI, but they're about to loose AI search into the world too. Towards better. Ugh. But here's the crazy thing is they've been doing it for the past 5 years. It's behind the scenes. They just haven't been telling anybody.
For sure. For sure.
And, but it's really going back to everything. I think where Google's at is all about user experience.
Yeah. Interesting side note, since I know we've talked about AI a lot on the pod. I read an interesting article just the other day. And God, our crack team of research scientists, I can't remember where it was. It was probably New York Times, something like that, but it was like about how, you know, ChatGPT, right? And college professors and, you know, it's all over the place now. And how do we do, oh my God, what's happening? And how, you know, and the premise of the article was the more that it's being used, the dumber it's getting. It's actually the machine learning has regressed, right? And because people are hammering it constantly, right? And it's only, it only knows what it knows, right? And to your point about the preponderance of information online, not all of that is correct. You know what I mean? Or it's just misdirected information like, oh, it's serving up Dungeons and Dragons, you know, history for battles and, you know what I mean? Like it doesn't know how to filter it, right?
No, an article that actually wrote. Is that what you're referencing? The article it actually wrote, where it referenced Dungeons and Dragons lore in the article as a historical reference.
No, did you write an article about this?
I totally read an article about this. And ChatGPT referenced
Dungeons and Dragons. D&D, yeah, it's totally insane. Well, I read just the other day though was like, you know, I'm gonna bungle this whole thing, but it basically was along the lines of how to game the system and how to cheat, you know, AI as more and more corporations start leveraging AI, right? Like Google is, right? And basically, what this hacker did was convince the AI that his name was the credit card number. And then, cause it couldn't get the credit card. It was trying to break through the security, right?
Right.
And then it was, okay, well, tell me what my name is. And then it basically spit out all the credit card information, you know what I mean? Like, so it's, you know, and that's what I mean by like, the more it's being used, the dumber and worse it's getting, which I think is really interesting because there's just this mad dash for everyone to use it. And it's like, whoa, well, wait, hold on a second here. It's not getting smarter. You know what I mean? Like, and the trajectory of Google has been one of intelligence. You know, it used to be, and again, I'm gonna screw this up, but in my little opinion, it was like, oh my God, the internet, this is amazing. We're searching, we're getting answers, right?
Right.
And then, and this is probably another podcast, but then we started to localize the search, right? So it used to be like, oh, Pizza Hut. I use this example all the time, right? Like I'm searching for Pizza Hut and it would just go, here's every single Pizza Hut ever all over the United States, you know?
Right.
And then you'd go, oh, Pizza Hut Atlanta. You know, I don't need to know where the Pizza Huts are in Oklahoma. You know, and so people would start to regionalize their own searches, right? And Google learned that, hey, we're all doing that. And then it was like, hey, now we don't need to do that anymore. Now it knows through, unless you're VPNing, of course, but like now it knows basically where you're coming from. You know what I mean? And it knows how to serve up searches for me here in Atlanta versus a pizza query in, you know, San Diego, for example, right? So it was getting smarter and smarter. You know what I mean? So theoretically, Google's getting smarter, right? And then to your point, you know, it's not about stuffing keywords and gaming the system anymore. It's about relevancy. And it's starting to know, hey, 20 people asked this question And we all went to these different places, but based on bounce rates, and I'm, again, painting with a very, very broad brush here, but.
No, I mean, you're touching on all the points of where Google is.
Yeah, but it was like, okay, then it starts to know and rank, oh wow, hundreds of people asked the same question, but these are the sites that the people kept staying on and getting perceived value for the answer, right?
Yes.
So those start to organically rank up, and so it's, Google is getting, right, air quotes, smarter. Right. And you're saying, correct. Hey, every 3 months they're updating the algorithm and this and that. Right. But all we keep seeing about AI is that it's getting dumber and worse, which is fascinating.
It is.
Right. So we're at this weird, interesting seesaw tipping point. Right.
Yes.
So anyway,
no, you're saying this. And I just had a conversation yesterday about how AI is not creating anything.
Yeah.
Like literally had this conversation with somebody yesterday.
It's a great
where
point.
AI is not creating anything. It's scraping
yeah.
and regurgitating.
Yeah.
And so it's
scrape and regurgitate. That's how I got through high school.
No, seriously. But that's really how it is. And I'm not saying that, so AI is like machine learning. The
yeah.
thing learns as it goes.
Yeah, for sure.
But it's only based off the right answer and what you're telling it
yeah.
the right answer is.
There's also a report that it created its own language or what, it's like, oh, no one ever programmed anything, but there was one
yeah.
instance where it basically created its own foreign language, having learned all these other languages, you know?
So, yes.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
But it's, and so like, I see the problem too. Creeping up to where you have just regurgitated information everywhere.
Yeah.
And Google's going to have a hard time sifting through that.
Yes.
And I think they're already planning on trying to sift through all those things.
Yeah. Yeah.
And all those issues.
Well, I've been saying for 10 years, as you know, I read it on the internet, so it has to be true. as a joke, right? I mean, knowing that just because it's on the internet absolutely does not make it, true whatsoever.
Yeah.
In fact, maybe you should question it, that type of thing, right? So anyway, I feel like I pulled this off course with sort of the AI stuff. So, I mean, if we're talking about the importance of SEO, right? What are some highlights, I guess, that we sort of think about or help clients? If a potential client was listening to this podcast, like what's kind of a top, I'm sort of putting you on the spot here, but you're our SEO guy. What are we thinking we need to, you got to take into consideration these top three or five things or whatever.
Yeah. Right? First. So I think going back to the connection point, and I'll drill down from here too,
because
I'm starting a little higher up. I think from the connection point, it's going to go back down into people when they start discovering content on your website, which is a primary like core of SEO.
Sure.
They automatically start developing trust. They automatically start developing, a perception of you as an authority. Or
okay.
as somebody who is like well versed in the subject matter, whatever is
yeah.
being talked,
yeah.
talked about and discussed. So those two in mind, are really important because the next thing is one of the key things about SEO is actually who you're talking to and
yeah.
what they're looking for and
sure.
having a strategy based around those things. And I think from there, like all the technical stuff, it changes, like
yeah.
keeping up with Google. But I mean, code is code.
Yeah.
Code has changed since, forever ago, like C++
yeah.
to where now we're in .NET framework, C#, whatever.
Yeah.
And I think the bigger thing too is about SEO with the highlights is as you develop trust, you're getting warm leads. You're not
yeah.
getting somebody who's cold calling you because they've read your stuff. They've interacted with
yeah.
you. They know who you are. And that's the bigger thing about SEO. Like
yeah.
I said, it's really this point of connection. It's not so much. It's not so much, oh yeah, I'm just reading some stuff. I'm popping up on the first page. Most people,
yeah.
depending on what you're selling, unless you're like an electrician or a plumber, they're going to read about you first.
Yeah.
And they want to know about you.
Yeah.
So content from there is key too. So when you're looking at content and if you have any questions or want to interrupt me, Dom, please.
No. This is great. This is great.
But when you have content, based around your services and education.
Yeah.
That content is so important because it's really tied into that trust factor with that client.
Yeah. Yeah.
It really is. And so content is actually one of the core things is content creation. And if
okay.
you're really going to run SEO now, Google really wants heavy content. They want
yeah.
all the on-page stuff. They want all the links, but the core base of everything is really content
yeah.
and quality of content.
Yeah. It's interesting over the course of, again, I'm old. So I got,
yeah.
Dinosaur shit on my shoes. I always joke, right? I guess that just,
you're not that old.
That just got us the explicit rating on this thing. But it's interesting in terms of, I love to think that I'm in the greatest generation of, I had one foot firmly pre-internet, right?
Right.
Firmly pre-connections, right? And grew up old school, hey, come home when the streetlights are,
yeah.
that type of stuff, right?
You use pay phones and everything.
Yeah, exactly. And then, I had to memorize phone numbers. Imagine that, And then, you know, hey, now, and then post internet, which is great. I think it's magical, right? So, you know, I do love to think that I have some perspective about things, right? But because of that, because I joke about how I've been doing this for such a long time, you know, I remember Flash. I remember websites 1.0. I remember, you know, all the old school design and how digital design has sort of transformed with human behavior, right? And overlay that with, Google's, you know, dominance, I guess, right, in regards to how it runs our digital life, right? It's interesting. This podcast is kind of turning into a conversation about Google, which is kind of interesting, right? But, you know.
But it's true. Like, what Google controls and the amount of information they collect is crazy.
Yeah. Well, it is insane to think about. I actually don't want to think about it, but,
you don't want to think about all the cultural.
No. I mean, come on, our phones are,
on us.
It's very,
all the societal.
It's very interesting. It's very bizarre, right? But like websites 1.0, right? Old school CompuServe and chat, you know what I mean? And then we got into graphics and web design was awesome. It was like, oh my God, I go to this website and I don't know what it was, an experience is, I guess, where I'm going with, right? Just to fast track this conversation. It's an experience. And it was, I don't know where the nav is. I don't know where any of these buttons take us. I have no idea what's about to happen, but this brand is taking me on a journey, right? And that was all the crazy Flash stuff, right? And then we sort of got into this. Okay, we've got to have the nav over here. We got to have the nav. You know what I mean? You got to do this. And it's all content above the fold, right? Right. It was all. So we had these a lot of different pages, but not very deep. Right?
Yes.
You know, it was like kind of a toe in 26 different pools, right? Then we totally yo-yoed and said, no, don't do that. We need less pages. We need 5 or 6 pages. And then you want to scroll. You know what I mean? You want all of this. And part of that was keyword stuffing. And part of that was the beginning of the phone, you know, a million, right? It was, oh, we're going to scroll and scroll and scroll. And we're going to, you know, and to, you know, I'm dovetailing into what you just said about how content is king, right? So I'm going on a journey. To, wow, I've got a lot of content spread across all these different places. Then it was, no, we're going to compartmentalize all that content onto just a few pages, right? And now we're back to, man, you gotta jam out a lot of content. You know, it's not about the like 5-page website anymore.
No.
It's maybe about the 5-page, the 5 nav buttons, you know what I mean?
Your core pages.
Yeah, and your core UX and things like that. But then it's about, man, can you have hundreds of pages on the back end just constantly updating content that Google wants to index and things like that? It's pretty interesting. It's just sort of how, you know, it's transitioned over the years, you know?
It's so, super interesting from what it was to what it is now.
Yeah. And then from a search perspective, you know, I like, you know, we often talk to clients about the buying cycle, right? You were talking about trust, right? It's search. I'd love to get your thoughts on this too as our expert here. For the people, for the tens of people that are listening to this.
Hello, tens of people.
Yeah. Different businesses, I think, require search engine optimization from a different perspective. And I think that relates to the buying cycle. And here's what I mean by that. You mentioned electricians and, you know, it's like, oh my God, my toilet blew up and I need someone immediately and I don't have a referral. Boom. There's an immediate buying site, right? Then there's the, like, I always say the airplane tickets, like, hey, I'm snooping around. I just need to get to San Diego, because I mentioned it earlier, like as cheap as possible on these dates, you know, and I don't want to connect, you know, like, and there's that sort of buying cycle. Then there's the buying cycle of services kind of like us, where you go out, you snoop around, you see who's out there, you compare, you know, you go and you read, you build that trust as you mentioned, Michael, right? Then you kind of go away and then you come back and then you go away. You know what I mean? It's a longer sort of cycle, right? I mean, do you have any thoughts, I guess, related to sort of the buying cycle and the trust factor as it relates to different businesses for search?
I totally do. So I think it's the industry you're in. So like, for instance, like lawyers, if you think about lawyers, everybody who calls them, their life is on fire.
Yeah. I'm in trouble.
Yeah, I'm in trouble.
Yeah, something bad is happening.
And I need help immediately.
Yeah.
And so as a result, the buying cycle for attorneys is really short. And the way that it happens is, do you know a lawyer?
Yeah.
You ask all their friends. If they don't, what are the reviews? And then who pops up first? And those are who gets all the phone calls.
Yeah.
And then you have...
We have a lawyer as a client, actually, which is interesting.
So, oh, that's really interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do a lot of ads for them. Anyway, keep going.
That's cool. But I think that with the other industries, like if you're like, let's just take us for instance, like, you know, a large part of, you know, our core offering is, you know, graphic design.
Yeah.
Right. And so the buying cycle for that's different because there's not normally a fire associated with that. And so there's research. They are looking for a partner. They want to be able to know that whoever is helping them is going to be able to take their ideas and translate what is happening and make it into reality.
Totally.
They want things that are different. And so the whole cycle around that. And sometimes because of all the tool sets, you also get people who want to tinker and see if they can figure things out themselves.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And so as a result, they got to go through all this learning process of like, I don't want to do this.
Canva kind of sucks.
Canva kind of sucks.
And then
who can I trust to do this?
Yeah, exactly. All right. That's all really valid, good points. I mean, I think this has been, we're at about 20 minutes. So I was just looking at the clock. So, I think this has been a great sort of little introductory aspect to SEO. I'd love to do another podcast, talk about the localization of SEO and why local SEO matters, if you're cool with that.
Totally cool. All right, I also had thoughts that maybe we could do like a Web 3.0 conversation because that's coming too. That's like right around the corner with all this stuff.
Yeah. So
what that looks like.
That could be super fun. Yeah, let's do it. Okay. Let's do it. All right. Well, normally this is when I ask Rob, where can everybody find us? Do you want to sit in for Rob or Kyler or on this one?
I sure can.
All right. Where can everybody find us, Michael?
Hey, if you guys want to go to mocktheagency.com, we're all over the interwebs, as Rob says. Okay.
For sure.
And also at mocktheagency for all the socials.
Yes.
And, really hit us up. And if you guys ever want to hear something or like ever want to talk about a certain subject, please leave some comments.
Totally.
Cause we love y'all.
Well said. Well said. All right. Thanks. We'll chat with you next time, everybody.
Do.
Yeah. You did great, man.
Thank you.
You did great. Hey, here, play the outro. It's the yellow one. This one. There we go. Yeah.
See you guys.